Let's bring in our first guest for the hour. We've got Constance Hunter, KPMG chief economist. And Constance, it's always good to have you on the show. Give me your read of the numbers we got this morning. Is this enough, you think, to calm some of those jitters out there about rising inflation?
Yeah, so I think Brian brought up some really great points, which is that some of the things that had caused the majority of the increase in June's number really moderated. So if we look at the June data, right, we had six factors that make up 13% of the core CPI index contributing 65% of the increase. And so we saw some moderation, whether that was auto insurance, which actually fell, whether it's the price of used cars and trucks, the price of airfares. So that is really good news. But as Brian said, it really depends on what we see going forward, right? So these transitory price increases are a result of the pandemic. We have 25 years of history and data surrounding what happens to prices after pandemics, and they pretty much uniformly go up because as demand returns, we don't always have all the supply ready to go. And that's exactly what we're seeing now. It's going to take some time to work through the semiconductor shortage. So that's going to be impacting the auto industry for at least another year. But when we look at some of these other factors, like what's the future of owners' equivalent rent, for example, we do expect that to nudge higher over the next year. So that's a question the BLS asks. If you were to rent out the house you own, how much would you get per month to rent it out? And as respondents start to increase that amount, that's what pushes up the owner's equivalent rent price. I would just say, too, with regard to the Fed, they are going to be looking at not just what's going on in CPI, but what's going on in the labor market, right? Because that tells you how much purchasing power is there to cause further demand pull inflation.
They also prefer the PCE index for inflation too. But I mean, when we think about where this puts the Fed in there. Yeah. But when we think about where it puts them in this timeline, right, Constance, about where they're going to start to taper and what their expectations are in terms of how comfortable they are moving ahead of 2%. I mean, when you think about what this report maybe indicates about what we're seeing in that transitory inflation debate, what's your take on maybe whether it adds pressure to them kind of moving their timeline up a bit?
So I think we have to, again, take this in conjunction with the recent labor market data we received. And so what we see is that inflation is looking like it's pretty transitory. A lot of these factors which had increased, which we know were due to rebounds from last year, plus supply constraints, that's dissipated. So that is, you know, one in the check for the transitory capacity. And so that would say, right, that they could taper and that the economy is normalizing. And if we look at what's happening with jobs, again, a very strong number and an upward revision, I think what they're going to wait for are two things. One, what's going to happen in August with regard to the Delta variant, and what's going to happen with back to school? Back to school is certainly at risk due to the Delta variant. And so I think that's going to be a really, really important factor in their decision making.
Constance, we've got the Senate passing that bipartisan infrastructure bill yesterday. Obviously, it still has a lot of hurdles on the House side. But I wonder how you're looking at that piece of the pie here, the impact it's likely to have on the recovery overall. I know you've highlighted some concerns about demand shocks in your notes. Do you see that coming from this?
So, look, we have a lot of demand that's going to be generated in our switch to non-fossil fuel energy. And it's going to, in some cases, push up prices for goods and commodities that are going to facilitate that switch, where it's also, but at the same time, it's going to reduce the prices for other fossil fuel related commodities if it is successful over time. And so anytime you have a big shift in demand or a big demand shock, it takes time for supplies to catch up. We believe they will catch up, but this is sort of a wild card with regard to prices going forward, to switch the entire global economy away from fossil fuels towards clean fuels is going to cause some friction, some supply shocks, and probably some price pressures in certain pockets of the economy. And so, you know, I think it's too early. We haven't fully modeled out how that is going to impact prices, but I think to think that it would have benign or no impact is not realistic.
Constance Hunter, KPMG chief economist. It's always good to have you on. Appreciate the time today.